Hi, this is Bradley from the Disney College Podcast. Before we get started today, I just want to point out that there has been a murder in the Disney parks.
A murder, you say?
Oh, yeah. A full-blown murder. The three Caballeros, including Donald Duck, have gone missing and been replaced by paper somehow.
No way.
If you have any information linking Goofy to this, or anyone, I mean, but we know it's Goofy because, you know, he's terrifying.
Oh yeah, and he's gone missing too. He's been missing for weeks. No one knows where he is.
On top of that, the guy from the Tomorrowland Cafe or whatever it's called has gone missing. So if you hear anything linking Goofy to that, or anyone, because we want to know, email us at dcollegepod@gmail.com, or if you go on to the Anchor app, you can send us a voicemail about where you think they have gone, and we will play it on our show in 2 weeks.
And we'll keep you updated with any new information we get, because we got to get to the bottom of this.
We're going to find them. Justice for Donald and the other three or two that I don't know the name of.
Justice.
Welcome to the Weezer College Podcast. The only Disney College program podcast that is going to be talking about Weezer instead of Disney for a week. I am one of your hosts, Rivers Cuomo.
Rivers Cuomo?
Yeah. I'm now the singer of Weezer.
Oh, I don't know who I'd be then. I'm the other guy. I'm that bald guy with the glasses that plays guitar.
Do you think he was bored on this album? Because I'm pretty sure there's no guitar on it.
He was probably just kind of sitting there like shaking a maraca or something in the background.
I feel like the guys in this band, like, they just kind of don't know what's going on. Because I feel like the Rivers, the singer, just kind of, like, does what he wants. Like, after Pinkerton or whatever, like, they kind of just, every album is completely different. You never know what you're going to expect. You could get a Ratitude, you could get a Black album, or you could get a White album or, like, a Blue album, like...
Or you can get a cover of Africa by Toto.
Yeah, a whole cover album, too. They put out a teal album. Like, you never know their release schedule, because this album came out of nowhere. The album we're going to be talking about today, OK Human, came out of nowhere. They had been hyping it up for a little bit. But they're putting out another album in 2 months called Van Weezer.
Oh, like, yeah. Wasn't that announced, like, a year ago? Like, weren't they supposed to go on tour and they announced that was coming out?
Yeah, and it makes sense because it's supposed to be like a big, like, stadium rock album, but the Hella Megafest got canceled. So, of course, they bumped it to this year so that they could tour with that. But it's so weird that they pushed it a year, because it's still coming out in April or May, whenever it's coming out. So now we have two Weezer albums in the first half of the year.
Dang, that's crazy.
Yeah, but... Before we get into the actual Weezer album, there was a couple cool singles that came out in the past week that I want to kind of make note of. We had I'm So Sad by Our Best Friends Who Follow Us 303. Did you listen to that one, James?
Oh, yeah, that was a jam. That was so, like, middle of high school. That was a jam.
Oh, I absolutely agree. That quickly became I'm only using Spotify for the next year. After being a big Apple Music or iTunes guy, just because I want to see how many hours I have of music. I'm pretty sure that became my top played song, and it's going to be on my top played songs of the year. I love it that much. Like, the lyrics are not good, but that's an average 303 song. They're not as bad as, you know, I'm a vegetarian, I ain't scared of him, like that kind of. But, like... They're what you expect from a great 303 song.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. And it's been 5 years since we had new music from them. So
has it really? Like,
I'm pretty sure that's when Night Sports came out. I don't know if they put anything out between then and now.
We had, what's that song called, in December?
Oh, yeah, we had Lonely Machines.
But technically, you're right, because that's from the same album. They're putting out an album called Need this year. Which is, it sounds like it's going to be a sequel to their first album, Want. So, I don't know. I think that this song has a lot of potential to go, like, high up in the pop charts, which is nice. I hope that they get the attention that they deserve, especially since, you know, they might not know it, but they're friends of the show.
Oh yeah, they follow us. It's amazing.
We will do anything for them. Speaking of everything, another new single came out this week called Everything We Need by A Day to Remember. It's the last track of the album, which I hate when bands do this. I absolutely hate when they do it. But they played it during their acoustic live show, and I didn't really like it when I heard it the first time when they played it live. But something clicked with me when I heard it, like the studio version of it. And it's very polished, it's very produced, but like, it's a banger. I can't wait to hear it live. And like the crowd going off like they do for If It Means a Lot to You.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. That like those are probably going to be two of their like the first part of their set. They're probably going to close with that. I hope they do.
I do too. I mean, this album's going to be I don't really know, because I like Resentment, which was the second single from the album, but there's still something missing from it. I really like Degenerates, but that also feels like there's something missing from it. Mind Reader is a tough one because I really, really like it, but it just seems like it's kind of about nothing. I don't know how else to describe it. Like, it just kind of seems like all these songs really don't have anything to say. He's just kind of trying to write catchy pop rock songs.
Yeah, I feel that too. And you know, the album comes out in, was it a little over a month?
Yeah, and that will actually be, because if you look at the title of this episode, it says Music Talk 1, I believe. We will almost most definitely be having Music Talk 2 probably on March 8th, because it comes out on the 6th. So if you want to hear us talk more in depth about the new Day to Remember album called You're Welcome, come back then, because we will almost definitely be talking about it.
Oh yeah, I'm very cautiously optimistic about this album. Like, I have high hopes for it, but from what we've gotten so far, I'm just kind of like teetering a little bit, you know?
Yeah, me too. We've gotten like 9 songs, I believe. And I have a feeling it's going to be a lot heavier than people think it's going to be. And it's going to be, I don't think it's going to be as lyrically like deep, but I think it's going to be really good still.
Oh boy, can't wait.
In other news, one, I've been exposed to COVID, but I promise you the show will still go on even if, like, you know, I can't breathe. And two, I guess I'm moving at the end of this month again, because of Kyle. But so if our shows seem a little bit less like topic heavy and shorter, that is why. So we're just going to be taking it kind of easy for the next month, still putting out shows, but I will be moving, and you can thank Kyle for that.
Yes, thanks Kyle, thanks for coming in and, you know, making your that apartment your home.
Yeah, luckily I guess he's taken over the apartment when we leave, so, you know.
Oh, thank God.
He's gonna plaster it in Disney College Podcast stickers, and my former landlord is gonna get very upset.
Well, God help them.
You know why we're here today, James?
Oh, I know why we're here. But for anyone who doesn't know, why don't you tell them what we're here for?
We're going to be talking about the album that Weezer claims is their masterpiece, OK Human, by the band Weezer. Imagine if it was called that, OK Human by the band Weezer. James, what's your history with the band Weezer? Have you really ever been into them?
So I did have a Weezer phase. Around the time that Rock Band came out, they had a song on there called Say It Ain't So and Buddy Holly and one of their track packs. And that was around the time that I think the Red album came out. So, you know, I was pretty hype on them for a while. But to be honest, I really haven't listened to any Weezer in like, I'm going to say like 5 or 6 years. Like maybe a song or two have come on shuffle. But other than that, not really.
Yeah, I mean, I've kind of been... Weezer with me is I got super big into them around probably not Red. I would say, you know, around what's known as their best album, Ratitude. And it's been very, cause like I loved all of Ratitude, which people are going to shut it off instantly now, but And then Hurley came out and I was kind of like, eh, I like a couple songs. And then Everything Will Be All Right in the End came out and I'm like, eh, I like a few of the songs. And then the White Album came out and I'm like, this is great. I'm going to go back. I mean, I had already heard a lot of like the Blue Album and Pinkerton, but I'm like, I'm going to go back and, you know, really dive into it. And like the Blue Album's great. Pinkerton's great. Green Album, I liked a few songs. Same with, what's it called? Maladroit or something. And then I really liked Make Believe, which is very an unpopular opinion. I didn't really like Red. So then I kind of realized, I'm like, I feel like with Weezer, I really like a lot of their stuff, but it's like every other album. So I used to like pre-order their albums from their website because I got excited and then I would be super disappointed. So with Weezer, I've now determined every other album or every two albums is one that I'm going to like. Because after White Album, they came out with Pacific Daydream, which I did not like. I liked one song from it. Then they came out with, I mean, technically the Teal Album, which was a cover album, which was all right. And then they came out a month later with the Black Album, which is horrendous. And then they came out with this. And I don't know. I have mixed feelings on it.
Yeah, I can say the same.
I mean, in one case, I think I like it more than I think you're going to like it. I think it kind of goes more along with the White Album, which is nice. And I think that the orchestration is amazing on it, like the instruments in the background. But it kind of gets dragged down by a lot of the lyrics.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I'm going to be honest, I didn't like this album. And that's not me saying it's a bad album. It's just for me personally, when I listen to music, I'm really into like, you know, a lot of like fast rock, like a lot of like heavy, like drums and guitars, stuff like that. So like this super like chill album, it didn't really resonate with me. But
were you expecting that when you turned it on?
Yes and no. Like, based on the first single, I kind of expected maybe some more like rock heavy songs. But I was expecting like more of like a softer tone with this.
Here's the thing. Like, I wish that, like, I have a couple songs that I really liked. I liked All My Favorite Songs, which is the first song. Some of the lyrics are kind of trashy, not trashy, just kind of eh. But I really liked that song when I first heard it. But then it goes into some song. I forget the exact title of it. It's called like Alu or something like that. Alu something.
Alu Gobi.
And the lyrics are just kind of like, what does he talk about? He talks about sitting on this chair is making his butt hurt. It's your masterpiece album. You don't need lyrics like that. I don't get what was going through. I mean, and then I guess the producer also said in one of the songs, he tells everybody to stay off Reddit, which they made him change. And I'm like, good. Like, you need to hold this guy back. I don't know what his problem is. I mean, I guess it's just him. And I guess good for him for writing like he wants to. There's some really good songs, I thought, on the second half of this album that sound more like the first couple albums of Weezer, where they're not like, oh, I sat on a chair wrong and my butt hurts. Oh, these screens are really bad and your kids, I miss my kids because they're on their phones too much. Like what's it called? They had the second half of the album, and I'm guessing you probably didn't love these songs because they are very slow, but I really like the Grapes of Wrath song, which is kind of, I think, near the beginning, except for the Audible reference. I don't know why he had to do that. I really liked Mirror Image because that sounded super old Weezer. But it was only a minute long.
What is up with that? Like, the other thing I noticed were a lot of these songs were like really short. Like the first song is, I think it's 3 minutes, 45 seconds, which, you know, is like the average length of a song. But then after that, it dips down. I think there's every other song is like 2.5 minutes. And then I think there's one other song that's like a minute long.
Yeah, there's one that's an interlude that makes sense. The Mirror Image song, it's legit a minute long, and it's so catchy. And typically I have a rule that I won't put a song that's like a minute long onto my like Spotify, but I love it. It just, they should have fleshed it out. I don't get it.
Yeah, it's way too short for what it is.
And then I will say, going back to that Aloe whatever song, now that I have heard it a couple times, I still cringe at a lot of the lyrics, but the chorus, like, or not the chorus, but like the, it's a big chorus, I guess. I don't fault it for that, I guess. It gets stuck in my head a little bit, and I hate that I have to go listen to it. Other songs I liked, I thought Dead Roses was cool. I don't know. I think the only reason I put it on there is there were no references like, oh, my butt's hurting, or Kim Jong-un is going to blow up the whole block. Unless that is the song that he says that. I don't remember. I also liked Bird with a Broken Wing just because it felt like a really old Weezer song, except for the lyric about how the cat was going to eat him.
Oh, I don't remember that part.
You don't remember that? Let me pull up what he says, because it comes out of nowhere. Like, I get what he's going for, but I was like, really? The stupid cat always sneaking up on me, thinking I would be his meal till I slipped away.
Oh. Oh, wow.
Yeah. I don't know. A lot of the songs for me are held down because of the lyrics. Like, I think a lot of people are going to like the Playing With My Piano song. I hate that song. Or I don't hate that song, but it's so, like, the amount of times he just sings Playing My Piano really bothers me. I don't know why. It shouldn't bother me. I don't know.
That song really hurt me. Like, you know, I don't know if I told you, but listening to a lot of these songs, like, it made me think a lot about, like, some rough times in my life. And, like, I knew that I was thinking about them, and I was like, stop. But as the album kept going, like, it just kept coming back, and I'm just, ugh.
Honestly, that's a good sign, though, because that's probably what it was made to do, make you, like, think.
It's not an experience. Like, doing it once is like one thing, but it's not something I would like want to do again, like on a regular basis. So
yeah,
I might say like there's only a few songs that I'm like really into on this album, which I may listen to more like regularly, but overall I couldn't do like another album sit through with this, I don't think.
No, Playing My Piano is the one that he mentions Kim Jong-un. But I think it's like near the halfway point of the song, because I wrote lyrics are super cringy. And then like a couple seconds later, I wrote, actually, I kind of like this. So I don't know. I don't know my true thoughts. The one song that I hate on this album is Screens. It's super like the melody is good and whatnot. The chorus is very good. I just hate the preachy, like, I miss my family because they're all on the internet and the cloud is coming to get us. And I'm just like, stop it, Rivers.
This isn't like the 90s anymore. This is 2020, 2021, excuse me.
Exactly. I don't know. I get what he was trying to do with the song. It just kind of threw the album off for me, because for me, this album, and I hope this is not offensive to anyone, besides all my favorite songs, the rest of the album, there's no real standout songs to me. Like, it's very good, like, for me at least. It's very good. And it's an album that because it's so short, if I'm feeling in the mood to listen to this album, I will just put it on and listen to the whole album. There's no songs, besides maybe one or two, that I would be like, oh, I really want to listen to Aloe Boogie or whatever it's called, and I'm going to throw that on. Like, I feel like it's an album that you have to listen to the whole thing if you're going to listen to it.
Yeah, it's like all connected into one big Aloe Gobi or whatever that song is.
Well, the other thing that's weird too is like it actually flows really nicely together, but I guess he came out in an interview and said that he doesn't control where the song, like the track listing, the record label puts it together. So how does it flow so well?
Oh, that's digging deep.
One of the lyrics, I forgot, I just have to say this. He mentions that he hasn't washed his hair in a week. Rivers, go wash your hair, please.
I think that was Playing My Piano.
Oh, okay. That would explain it. I don't know. And people are going to get even more confused, because I do like this album. I don't know why. There's something about it that, like,
You cringe at it. You hate it so much that you love it. It's one of those things.
It's like a roller coaster to me. Like, it starts and I'm like, oh, you know, I really like this song. Second song, it's like, and then the chorus comes in. I'm like, oh, I like that. Then like the next couple songs are good. And then it's like, oh, Rivers, don't say that you're going to get, that you wouldn't notice if your whole block got blown up by Kim Jong-un. But like, I threw it on, I was at work and I probably listened to it like five times before because it's so short. Like, it's very relaxing. It's not, it's a very quick, relaxing listen. So I mean, probably not for you because I know like you like the heavy stuff. Same thing with me. Like I was surprised that I was able to listen to it as many times as I did. But I also do like with my mind, I either like really fast drums or I like the orchestra stuff. So I think the orchestra in the background is what got me.
Oh yeah, definitely. It's very well constructed. They're very well constructed songs.
I don't even know if they're well. I mean, besides the orchestra, I feel like he threw the lyrics together the very last second.
Yeah, like that's what I'm saying. Like the lyrics are like, I don't even know what I'm trying to say here.
The band claims that this is their masterpiece, and I hope it's not. I hope they have better stuff coming. I don't know.
Though, but don't you feel like every band says that their latest album is a masterpiece? Like, this is our best work yet. And then, like, sometimes it just falls short. And then, like, 2 years later, they'll release another album. And like, oh, this one is our best yet.
Well, they have to do that in order to sell. Like, they have to hype it up. Like, Asking Alexandria, we haven't mentioned them on the show in a bit. Whenever they claim, like, I think they said when the self-titled album was coming out, they were like, oh, this is our heaviest album. Although that is my favorite album by them, it is not their heaviest album. Maybe lyrically. I think they have come out and said they meant lyrically. It's definitely not their heaviest album. They also claim like A House on Fire was heavy too. So I that is still one of my favorite albums of the year though. So if anybody from Asking Alexandria is listening, I'm not talking crap on that album. I love that album. So James, do you have any final thoughts on Okay Human? That's the other thing, that title is stupid.
It's very abstract, which no. I mean, it's Weezer, so
no, they're copying what's it called, Radiohead has an album called Okay Human.
Wait, do they really?
Yes. Oh wait, Okay Computer, not Okay Human. Okay Human's Weezer's album.
I still see the similarities though, and to be honest, I feel like this, like, they're very like closely into it.
Well, he claimed that because they were like, I don't know much about Radiohead, but I guess they were comparing human stuff to computers. Rivers was comparing humanity to humanity or something. I don't get it. I will say I am very happy now that Rivers is not, he's actually writing about his own life, as you know, not boring, I guess, compared to Pinkerton. But he stopped writing about his own life for a while, and for like every album since, I don't even know which album, he kind of uses this plugin where like he has an Excel sheet with a bunch of words that seem catchy together, and that's how he writes songs.
Huh, you don't say.
Yeah. So James, is Okay Human better or worse than Ratitude?
I'm going to say it's not as good as Ratitude. I mean, when Ratitude came out, you had singles like, I don't know, like, If You Don't Know If You Want Me To, I Want You To. I don't even remember the name of that song. I just remember how long it was. It was like the longest song name I'd ever heard at the time.
And the best part about that song is, your mom cooked meatloaf, even though I don't eat meat. I duck you so much, I took one for the team.
Yes, oh my gosh. Lil Wayne was on that album too. He was on a song called Can't Stop Partying. That was a fun time.
Can't Stop Partying is the best Weezer song. Did we just lose a lot of viewers by me saying that?
I think so. I think 7 or 8 signed off.
What other lyric has the song, Okay, Bitch, It's Weezer and It's Wheezy? No, I honestly believe this is a bit better than Ratitude. I think back in the day, I wouldn't. I think there's songs on Ratitude that I like better, including Can't Stop Partying. I think this is kind of a more return to form for them. Kind of, it's a good follow up to the White Album. Whereas, you know, Everything Will Be All Right in the End, they apologized for Ratitude essentially and said, we're never going to stop. We're going to go back to playing guitars and stuff like that. They had a whole song about it. And then they came out with Pacific Daydream, which was their idea of a pop album. It had Feels Like Summer, which I really like, but the other songs on it are like Beach Boys, where he rhymes, okay, it's the Beach Boys, we're going down to the beach with the boys or something like that. I don't remember how, I don't listen to that song very often. So, and then they came out with the Black Album, where they had Can't Stop the Hustle and Zombie Bastards, which includes the lyrics, Die, Die, You Zombie Bastards.
Oh, wow.
Although the whole, I would say if you want, if you're on the fence and you're like a moderate Weezer fan about listening to this album, one, just listen to it because it's only 30 minutes. But two, if you like the song, I'm Just Being Honest from the Black Album, that's essentially what this whole album is like. So that is my okay human thoughts.
Yeah, no, basically overall, it was a meh album for me. Like I said, it brought up a lot of sad moments in life, made me feel very sad and depressed. But I will say, well, the interesting thing is that they're experimenting, but they're doing so in a way that's strictly Weezer.
Yeah. Yeah, I 100% get that. I don't fault them for putting out this album. I pre-ordered this after hearing it so that I'll have the CD, which I did not do for Black Album. Black Album I forgot about and don't want to remember. I think this album will be something for me, like if I'm ever in a mood to just listen to something relaxing, I'll throw on. And I guess that's all I can really ask from it.
Also, there's one thing that I found that was kind of interesting. On the YouTube link that you sent me to listen to their album, it still has the tour dates that they're going on this summer. They're going to like the UK. I think they're going to the UK and Ireland in June. And then they're supposed to do a the Hella Mega Tour with Green Day and Fall Out Boy in July, which I don't think it's going to happen.
Well, they also said Rivers did an interview, which if I think I sent it to you, you should read it. He's such a weird man. I love him though. The stash is back for some reason. The plan is for them to still do the Hella Mega Tour. That's why they pushed Van Weezer back the year. But he claims that he does not believe it's going to happen with the way that the world is right now. So he also said he's fine with that because he can just stay in his house more.
Yeah, I totally agree. To be honest with music in general, I don't think we're going to see any like concert tours until maybe mid to end 2022, if not 2023.
I think you'll see stuff by the end of this year. I'm hoping. So, James, do you want to tell us about Toga Tips?
Yeah, so if you're interested in Pokemon content like Pokemon Go, Pokemon Sword and Shield, I have a YouTube channel where I talk all about that stuff. So if you want to come check it out, I'm at Toga Tips on YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. We're just a few subscribers away from 100. So if you haven't subscribed yet, definitely come hit that up. And once I hit 100, I'll have to do a celebration for it.
I actually have something to plug this week, surprisingly. So last week we had a friend from the Disney College program on, Nick Cherry, and our past guest and our former roommate, Connor Burke, and he's from No Highway Option, which is a great show. We all started a new podcast called Cinema is Dead. I don't know when it's coming out. The first episode was recorded, but keep an eye on our Instagram page, DCollegePod, and I will be posting about it then. It should be out very soon. But if you want to kind of beat the crowd to follow that podcast, you can follow us at Just Three Brads on all social media. It was originally going to be the Cheesecake Factory on all social media, but that was taken.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. So, you know, if you like this episode, let us know. We're still going to do it regardless, you know, for the Day to Remember thing and probably Van Weezer. If you didn't, hey, we got a Disney episode for you coming next week. Won't reveal who the guest is yet, but we have a very special guest and we are going to be talking about not Disney movies exactly, but a certain universe within the Disney company.
A Disney universe within the Disney universe.
Yeah, like a universe within a universe within a universe.
Universeception.
So, James, leave us with something motivational.
Well, you know what they say. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day.
Do they? Who says that?
It's the theme song from Carousel of Progress.
Oh. I knew that. I don't know why I just said that.
I mean, wasn't that your favorite ride in our top three favorite rides?
Yeah, and I knew that 100%, so I don't know why I even bothered saying. But I'm going to leave you with something motivational as well. My wife is upstairs, my kids are upstairs, and I haven't washed my hair in 3 weeks. I should go back to these Zoom interviews, but I get so absorbed and time flies. A cup of Java at the edge of my keys, dripping down to major, I don't know what that says. On some white noise, double bolt the door, Kim Jong-un could blow up my city and I'd never know. I'm wow. playing my piano.
That was a masterpiece.
All right, everyone. We'll see you next week. Follow us at DCollegePod.
We'll see you next week.